Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. Pepper is called the king of all spices, and with good reason. When you look at its place in history, pepper is right up there with beer, salt, and sugar as the most significant foods of all time. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Waterfront Kitchen, you couldn't get along without it, could you?
Oh, we grab for it every time we make anything,
right?
So you grab salt, then you grab pepper.
You know, my knowledge of it is pretty thin, which is why I asked my friend Liz Nuttall of Anna Lavier Fine Oils and Vinegars to come on over and shed a little light on this subject, because you've got some nice peppers in your shop.
We've gotten some new peppers in the shop.
Nice. Yeah.
It's fun.
And we have them here. I see them sitting in front of us.
We do. I always bring goodies with me when I come.
Thank you.
You do. Well, tell us about pepper. What is it?
Pepper is a woody vine that grows up to about 13 feet and is generally supported. It's not self-supporting.
Right.
And it produces these 3 to 6 inch spikes called drupes. Okay. And the drupes are little peppercorns, unripe peppercorns. And they're harvested. They're boiled,
uh-huh,
and they're dried, and that's what we think of as black pepper.
Okay.
The boiling process releases the piperine, which is the flavor that you get in pepper, which is different than capsaicin.
Yeah, I was wondering.
That's
different.
Yeah, that's the fleshy pepper that you grow in the garden.
Right. And that's so that real spiky heat you get that goes away. This is more of a subtle sustained heat that you get from pepper, which is lovely.
Al, you have 5 different varieties here, and you told me we're pretty much covering the waterfront with these 5. just go over and let us know what we have here.
We are. Well, I think most people are familiar with black pepper,
sure,
which I just described. You can also keep it green by not boiling it, but just freeze drying it.
Uh-huh.
And then you can have a white pepper where the peppercorns are soaked for about a week and the outer hull is retted off.
Uh-huh.
And it maintains just the inner seed.
Right.
And you use that primarily for looks more than anything.
Yeah, certainly. Nobody likes to, say, season a piece of rockfish with black pepper and then be confused whether you dropped it on the floor or not.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, the white pepper I always put on white foods so that you don't get that dirty black speckled look on them. So, but you're right, the flavor is very similar.
Yeah, now here's one I recognize, the name Telecherry.
Telecherry is probably the most common of the peppers, but it's also the king of peppers. It's got the best flavor. It's left on the vine a little bit longer to ripen a little bit more and give it a richer flavor.
And what's cubebin?
Cubebin is considered what they call it, a tailed pepper. They keep the little attaching piece on the pepper, and
the little stem
the
thing.
Little stem part,
huh.
And that actually gives it a different flavor, a more floral flavor. It's a little bit different. It was used traditionally with a bouquet garni to make a sauce,
sure,
or something
sure,
like
sure.
that. But it was also soaked in vinegar. Traditionally in Eastern European food.
And then the pink?
The pink is not actually a true peppercorn. It comes from a different plant altogether called Shinus bush. And let's say that 10 times.
Yeah, right.
And it's very mild compared to the other ones, and often used in confectionery.
Yep.
I think it has a little sweet.
It has a little sweetness to it.
Yeah, it really does.
These are great.
These are great. And what really impressed me, Liz, is each of these smells different and each of them tastes different.
Yeah.
And I guess as a chef, you would really take advantage
of
that.
It's fun to mix and match and play around.
It really is. Liz, thank you so much for being with us. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.